Katie Graham here today with Jeff Hemme, and we are going to be continuing some discussions about lean manufacturing. And Jeff just had a couple of questions about how Pomarco is going to be taking the knowledge that we have about lean manufacturing outside of the walls here and using it to add value for our customers.
One of the recent instances where we took our understanding and utilization of lean manufacturing was in the development of a match set embossing a set of rolls for a client, where in order to be able to help them reduce their raw material inventory and limit the number of SKUs they have on site, we work with them to re-engineer a pattern on the embossing rolls that allowed them to reduce the number of SKUs that they store in raw material down from 26 SKUs down to one. And what that equates into them is just a huge number, a dollar number, and number of process steps for them to use their finished product, so that they only now have to inventory one size, one product that's delivered in one manner, which is with a vinyl covering. And then they process it afterwards based upon the size of the order, versus having to order all of the raw material sizes to the finished specifications and increasing our SKUs. And the process of getting there was a matter of understanding the customer's needs and then modifying the manufacturing tools and processes we used that allowed us to deliver a product that helped them achieve their objectives.
So Jeff, where was the value realized for the customer?
The value of re-engineering the product and looking at it using the lean manufacturing disciplines of the eight forms of waste, or the elimination of any of the eight forms of waste, was all on the customer side. The realization of the benefits on that was all on the customer side. For us, we manufactured the product in the same systems and processes that we do normally, but the product that we delivered, or where we worked with the client, was to better understand what they were going to do and help them re-engineer so that they could then implement some savings by eliminating waste on their end. So the value was purely on the customer side and didn't impact what we did at all.
Okay, so Pomarco has taken the experience and knowledge of our staff and expanded that to help a customer do the same, to expand their lean manufacturing capabilities and increase their efficiency?
Yes, and to be clear, this particular customer that we did this recent re-engineering of the product is very advanced in their understanding and implementation of lean manufacturing. In fact, they're further along, much further along than we are. Where we came into play was to partner with them so that the services and products that we manufacture and provide dovetailed into what they needed on their shop floor to realize the savings and benefits to come out of that.
Okay, great. So how can this concept of taking our knowledge of the processes involved in lean manufacturing help other customers?
I think most of that is involved with how we interact with our clients. If we ask the right questions and inquire into the utilization, it allows us to then deploy the knowledge and skill sets that we have. And while it may not change what we do internally, either what we produce or recommendations that we make may provide additional value and benefits for the customer that go far beyond the individual product that we provide, but may help them reduce their waste and their cost internally.
Great.
So it's almost as if we've done it as a consultative service rather than a product delivery.
Okay, that's great. I'm sure a lot of people will be interested in learning more about that. Thank you for taking the time to talk with us today, Jeff.
My pleasure.